Hello, Robert Morris University. Welcome to a new episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I'm your host, Ryan Jacoby. Unfortunately, my co-host, Charles Stockhausen, is unable to make it today. But if he comes, that would be a fantastic thing for the show. If he comes, be a win-win. Today there's a great show planned. We got Pittsburgh targeted for new cantina style Taco Bells. Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival just wrapped up. The City Theater, and there's a gynecologic oncology unit at Memorial Sloan Kettering Center of New York. In Pittsburgh, Detroit, and Nashville, and New York are all being targeted for new cantina-style Taco Bells. I love Mexican, let me tell you, Mexican is something that's really good. Having a new cantina-style Taco Bell here in Pittsburgh is something that I would definitely be willing to try. And for those, if you somehow manage to listen in Detroit, Nashville, and New York, look forward to new cantina-style Taco Bells. The venues will serve beer, wine, sangria, and twisted freezes. It's interesting to see a fast food chain hitting the bar market. And you can also make late night Taco Bell runs. So say if you're like sitting at home and it's like 11:30 at night and thinking you want a taco, you can go get tacos. So yeah, that is something that is really something to look forward to. And if before I move on to the next segment, if Charles doesn't show up today, might probably gonna be wrapping up the show just a tad. Moving on, Pittsburgh's Renaissance Festival just wrapped up. If you like medieval or Renaissance, like attire or the idea or history of Renaissance and medieval times, this is something you might want to tune into. Like Renaissance is known to have big turkey. They have really big turkey legs. And Charles tells me that they had the biggest turkey legs that he has seen, as well as the best bread bowls. And they also have kilts and weaponry from the medieval era. Oh, that is something to really look forward to. Look forward to this. It wrapped up, but I learned medieval Renaissance stuff back in middle school when I was taking medieval history. So that was actually one of my more better history courses than others that I took in middle school and high school. So yeah, that was something exciting. And the City Theater. It was founded 42 years ago in the Charles is here. I'll be letting him in here in a second. Be right back. Charles is here. Charles's mic is mounting. Charles, please introduce introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. It's Charlie again. I woke up at 12:28. A little out of breath because I ran up here. See, my alarm didn't go off, and I stayed up for 26 hours 2 days ago. So, college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been a fantastic time. You know, woke up, chugged some nuts, ran up here, out of breath. How late am I?
About 4 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool. Whew. All right, not that bad. I'm not too worried about this then. So, what were you talking about?
Scrolling through this list that we created last week.
All right.
I just mentioned about the new cantina style Taco Bells. What do you have to say about that?
It was really interesting to me to have the new cantinas, because, I mean, Taco Bell, first off, like, favorite fast food ever, right? I mean, I know a lot of people say Wendy's, but for college, I've become a Taco Bell kind of guy, you know, because I like Mexican, okay?
Yeah.
And to have cantinas, I don't know, it's just interesting to have a fast food, like, alcohol business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really curious on how that's all going to go, like, how their margaritas going to be, or any of their other, like, Mexican style drinks. I don't know the names of them. I don't want to sound like a bigot because of that, but I just don't. I'm not cultured enough. So that's why we need Taco Bell cantinas here, so I can get a little bit cultured.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't be able to drink alcohol for at least like another year or so, but that is something that that will definitely have alcohol drinkers to look forward to if they also want to have tacos.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's definitely a thing too. I mean, Taco Bell plus a good drink, it's just perfect. It's kind of like a Primanti Brothers. Not exactly. Now, let me clear this up. All right, so Pittsburgh, Primanti Brothers, you got your sandwich, got your coleslaw, you got your fries on a sandwich. But it's not going to be the same as that. It's going to be close, though, all right? Nothing compared to Primanti's, but Taco Bell might hit it.
Yeah, yeah. Taco Bell and Primanti's. Yeah, Primanti's has alcohol, too. Taco Bell, that option has just recently started.
Yeah, like I said, they haven't built them yet, so, I mean, probably by the time you turn 21, you can enjoy it, too.
Yeah, I'm 19, and I won't be 21 for, like, another year and a half.
Fine, excuse me. Sorry, like I said, I chugged some nuts, so it's a little bad right now. Anyway, so, yeah, off the Taco Bell.
you can also make late-night Taco Bell runs, like I mentioned before Charles got here.
Yeah, late-night Taco Bell runs will be good. Now, I put that in there, and then I was like, all right. So you can make late-night Taco Bell runs, or, like, after you were drinking. First off, do not drink and drive. All right, let's just lay that out there right now.
Yeah.
But if you want Taco Bell and you want to drink, it's in the same place right now. I mean, it's going to be in the same place, so, like, you don't have to drive anymore. You can just Uber home or something.
Yeah. Moving on, the Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival just wrapped up.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Renaissance Festival?
No, but I do know some Renaissance and medieval, like, I guess, history or knowledge, or I guess, like, attire, if you will.
Attire? Okay, so I hear. Well, we'll split this topic this way then, all right? So you hit us with some history real quick, and I'll hit you. Not actually hit you, but then I'll get you with some my history at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
Okay, so go. Yeah. Medieval Renaissance, go. This is Ryan Giacobbe with history class.
Yeah. The medieval times was known for all the knights, princes, and princesses, kings, queens, dragons, all that. As many of you are probably aware, the knight will usually go save the prince or the princess, and make sure the king and queen does not get overthrown and have some evil empire take over his or her kingdom. And there's also some artists in the medieval era, in Renaissance era. Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael.
I was going to say, just name the Ninja Turtles because you got four.
That was very, very, very funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, though. So actually, yeah. My one friend, Mike, he recently found out that his little sister named him. She named him Michael, and figured out that she named him after a Ninja Turtle. And the funny thing is, he loves the Ninja Turtles. He has, like, a huge Ninja Turtle tattoo on his one calf. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. So, but the Renaissance Festival, it was a super time. So, if you ever go, like I said, I don't eat meat often, but whenever I went, there's things. They have turkey legs, like, big old things of turkey legs. And it's just, like, you got to have one, you know. There's smoked turkey legs. There's just tons on there. They're $7, but they're totally worth it. Then they have these awesome bread bowls with, like, cheddar cheese soup. You like cheddar cheese soup?
I like cheese. Yeah.
You like broccoli?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, then you'll love it. So, but after that, so they had those bowls there that was perfect, and you could actually, it was great because you can eat everything with your hands, so you feel like a real, like, animal, I guess.
Yeah.
Coming from people who live in the city, it's nice to feel like a savage sometimes. But after that, you know, I bought my kilt there, and I feel like a true German now. Now you're wondering, wait, kilt, German, where does it come in? Germans wore, quote unquote, kilts. They're called tartans. But so it's I'm going back to my Germanic tribe roots. Would you ever wear a kilt, Ryan?
Depends on the situation and what's going around where I'm at.
Okay, all right. So would you wear a kilt? That I mean, like, if it depends on the situation, that's still a yes, you would wear a kilt at that situation?
Yeah, if it was a related situation, or it was like someone like asked me to do it, then yeah, I'd probably.
So you won't just do casually though?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel. I mean, you know, I like it because I really understand why women wear like dresses now, because it's just, it's nice and breezy. All right, I mean, you got your legs, it's pretty much exposed out there. It's just fantastic. But anyway, do you know your family Kellers, like for crests?
Honestly, no, but I am mostly of Italian descent, as learned last week by you. So.
Okay. Oh, I was just curious because I really peaked there. I'm so sorry, everybody.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, I know. I was watching the marker, though. But anyway, I get excited, you know?
Yeah.
But no, my family, it was red. Well, my kilt is red, green, yellow, and black. Looks superb. It's like a 1973 Cadillac, you know?
Yeah.
It was either that or I was going to get a purple one, but I was like, the purple doesn't look as good. It doesn't make my eyes pop, you know? It's all about eye popping.
Yeah, and have the whole German outfit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. What else do Germans wear?
And you also need some bagpipes, too.
That's Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
German. I'm German and Irish.
Yeah, not to confuse with Scottish, home of the Scotlands.
The Scotlands?
Scotland, home of the Scottish.
There you go. All right, that works. Or the Highlanders. Yeah, and then they had jousting and everything, so it was pretty fun. Yeah, it's a great fantasy time.
Oh, jousting. Taking that huge drill-like thing, riding on a horse and charging at your opponent in knight armor.
So I assume you want to be a jouster, Ryan?
That'll be something cool to do someday.
All right, man. They always have tryouts.
Yeah.
Pretty rad.
I don't have the money for that kind of the armor and all that.
Oh, you don't have to get the armor. They supply it.
Yeah. okay, moving on.
All right.
The City Theater. Apparently, it was founded 42 years ago in the South Side.
Yeah. So, have you ever been to City Theater?
I've been to one theater. It was in downtown Pittsburgh.
Okay, so that's probably the Benedum.
Yeah, the Benedum. That's it.
Okay. So, City Theater's in South Side. No, I love how you're kind of going in the list, because there are all the topics that, like, relate, I guess, to me, which I'm not trying to be, like, egotistic. But anyway, know a lot about this, all right? I worked there for a year or two. Not a year or two. I worked there for about a year, all right? I was an intern from high school, and then I just interned more. It was a fantastic place. Everyone there is super. I don't know anyone they're talking about in the article, though. So that must be, like, the people who, like, actually own the place and have, like, board of investment in there. But it's a wonderful place. They have two stages, a nice big old storage house. Actually, two big old storage houses. Yeah, it was a great place. I saw Oblivion there, which actually had the guy from The 100. Do you watch The 100?
No, but it sounds like an interesting show.
Yeah, it's about, like, there's 100 people who have, I guess, like, superpowers, or, like, they're mutants, I believe. And I know I said the guy from The 100. Who did I say specifically? Because I know I have the name in there.
Yeah.
No, wait, yeah, who did I say specifically? Because... No, wait, in the Google Doc.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a name in there. It's the Asian guy.
What's this? The gynecology?
What? The under City Theater. I want to be able to inform.
Christopher Larkin and Monty Green.
All right, there we go. Christopher Larkin, who played Monty Green. There we go. He played in Oblivion. I also saw a one woman show called what was it called? Element OP? No. Wasn't LMOP. LMOP was the one where you had to literally build a house on stage. That was fun. That's whenever I stabbed myself with a drill. I was probably the only intern ever to have to file a work accident report. What's up, Greg? How you doing?
Looks like we got our fan base out in the hallway.
Yeah, they just got groupies, you know. Yeah, City Theater is a fantastic place to go. Just go there, check it out, you know. Hey, City Theater, you want to sponsor us? You got it. All right. I'll talk about you all day. I mean, nobody I know still works there, I think, except for Tony. He's the art director. But anyway, who retired? There was some news in there.
Retired, you said?
Retired or left. There was somebody, because she used to direct all the shows. Well, not all the shows, but like three of the shows. Now they're going to have to bring in external directors.
Let's see. We have... Season started September 23rd with a funny thing happened on the way to the gynecology oncology unit at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York.
That's a really long title. I just want to point that out. That's all one title, too.
Yeah. it's a play where an inspiring stand-up and aspiring stand-up comedian Carla and nerdy Don meet at a cancer center where both their parents are being treated.
the depressing premise, but I assume a very funny comedy. So, you know, go check that out whenever the season starts. Also, the second show. I will just go with shows here. Go second show.
Yeah. This is followed by Middletown and its off-Broadway Pittsburgh premiere.
Oh, yeah. We get Broadway shows. What's up, New York?
Yep. In the limelight.
Yeah, that's what we live for.
Yep. Art director Tracy Bridgen.
There we go.
Usually directed three shows a year, but her recent departure, more outside directors will be needed. So if you got directing chops, go for it.
Yeah, I actually don't know if there is a position open, but if you have, I mean, they already have their season, of course, like, made, but, yeah, I mean, if they would ever need director, you know, maybe go ask some people at City Theater, you know, they're pretty nice. I liked them, you know, it's the first place where I worked where I was able to talk to people within 2 weeks, because they were like me. And speaking of fantasy and medieval times and the Renaissance Festival, that's where I learned to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, Dunces and Dragons.
Yeah, I'm not going to get on a rant about this, though. This is for another time, whenever the topic is more relevant, as I would say. So, yeah, go check out State Theater. Season starts. When was it?
September 23rd it started, so last week.
Last week? There you go. Get your tickets. Yeah. So it's a good theater in Pittsburgh. When you don't have to go downtown. It's only south side.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have to go through all the drunks.
Okay, we... Moving on to another title that we don't have planned here.
Oh, okay. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
Here, do you know anything about sports?
I can do sports.
Yeah.
I actually watched my first full football game on Saturday. It wasn't the Steelers. It was Green Bay.
Oh, Green Bay.
I'm on a suicide pull, so I bet on Green Bay versus Cincinnati, and I was like, I got to watch this whole game now. And like so I watched my first football game ever, and I yelled at the TV.
Yelled
Boy,
at the TV.
Boy, am I a Pittsburgher. But anyway, about sports, go for it, Ryan. I assume Pittsburgh sports, right? Not Green Bay sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
the Pittsburgh Pirates center fielder Andrew McCutchen hit his first grand slam yesterday.
Really? His, like, first career grand slam or, like, first this season?
First career.
Wow. How long has he been with us? Like, it's been – I know he's,
since
like –
since he was drafted.
Okay, so – and he's, like, well, how old is that now? It's been a while. As long as I can remember. At least I would say 5 years, right? 5 seasons?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Okay, cool. I mean, you're a sports guy. I trust your facts. If you know that we're wrong, what was this? Something coming at us from a green slice of paper.
So anyway,
I'm not telling you to get closer to the mic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you were far away. You were reading. I was gonna move your mic, but I didn't. Anyway, though, continue.
Yeah,
you kind of have to eat it, like, be right in it.
Yeah.
But anyway, sports, McCutchen, Pirates. I know you love baseball.
Yeah, that is something that I'm really going forward to. I'm actually in pursuit of a media relations internship with the Washington Wild Things.
That's pretty rad. That I that's the only baseball games I go to anymore because they're like $5 to get in, but it's a fun time.
Yeah. Washington, PA is actually not far from here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, do you know anything about – I don't want to say do you know anything about the Wild Things because they're like a AAA team, but you know what you'll be doing there?
It's like doing baseball research, like increasing awareness for the team, updating media contacts, stuff like that.
Okay. That's pretty rad. I mean, it's not something I'd want to do because, you know, I don't do sports still. I had to – so what happened is, like, you know, after I watched the whole football game, I had to be like, you know what? I got to nerd it up some. So I went and played Madden. Very nerdy, I know, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so okay, but that's pretty rad. That's I assume something you really want to do because you want to announce at some point. So
yeah, do a play by play. Charles and I actually work together time from time for NAC Front Row and Colonial Sports Center or Network. Excuse me. Yeah.
Yes, sports. Yeah. I'm the only guy who doesn't follow sports who works sports, and I get an athletic scholarship because of it. Thank you, RMU. I really like the experience though. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else about Pittsburgh sports? I mean,
talk
about how the Steelers lost immaculately.
Yeah. I'm not going to get too much into Steelers, like, politics debate.
Oh, I wasn't going to do politics. I was going to be, like, the funny play at the end.
Oh, I guess.
Why they went to
overtime.
Let's make
the politics brief.
Oh, okay. We're talking politics?
No politics.
Okay, anyway, so what happened is the Steelers, there was Mike Tomlin and three other coaches on the sideline with the whole Bears team on the other sideline. Steelers stayed in the tunnel with the one veteran, I forget his name.
It was Alejandro Villanueva.
There we go, and he stood out front of them all with his hand over his heart from the national anthem. There you go. deal with that as you please. Anyway, so end of the Steelers game. They were going to win. They were going for a field goal. But the Bears decided, you know what? We're going to block that. So they blocked it. And so they grabbed it afterwards. They were going for the touchdown. And he started, and then whoever the Bears had who was going to get the touchdown, he just started to walk in, like just, you know, walking. And then a Steeler came up and just slapped the ball out of his hand. Like at the, like I think at like the 1 yard line. And then they could have, I don't know if they could have recovered. I don't know football rules. But they gave him a safety or something because I guess the punter like slapped up the ball out of the end zone. So then we went to overtime. And the Bears ran all over us in overtime.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Steelers had to take their first loss.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting, though. Because, I mean, usually they say, oh, my God, the Steelers offense is going to be the greatest this year for, like, the past 3 years. And this year it looked like it, and it didn't happen. So, you know, go Steelers.
Yep. Also, the Pittsburgh Penguins preseason games have started.
Yeah. I mean, I follow the Penguins, but I...
Yeah, I'm like in the same boat as you. Like,
I only watched it whenever they get into the playoffs. And I mean, let's be real, they get in the playoffs every year. You think they're gonna get the triple Stanley Cup?
That,
or you think there's too much pressure and they're gonna fold?
No, it's not that. That's questionable because
I know it's only preseason, but I mean, just predictions.
Yeah. Like normally when a professional sports team usually tries to go for a three-peat, they usually end up getting very, very tired and they very lowly exceed expectations.
Okay. I mean, but it's still the Penguins. I mean, like I said, they make playoffs every year. I just think they're probably going to fold somewhere in the playoffs.
Yeah. Like, example, the Chicago Cubs, during the 2015-16 seasons, they really had two straight contending seasons, and at the first half of the current baseball season, the first half the Cubs were very much falling near the 500 mark, so that gave me the idea that they were getting very tired. So when you try to get a three-peat, it's usually because of exhaustion, or they really are just like, I guess. Yeah, I think they're just, like, tired.
Okay, like I said, only preseason. We'll see what comes.
Yeah.
Anyway, to bring it from sports instead of being another sports talk radio show here, let's get our Pittsburgh topic for us. Let's see. We have the drum roll. No, you don't drum roll. You got to do that.
currently deciding here.
Okay. I mean, just kind of pick one. We got, like, what, 9 minutes left? So just go for it.
Here, we'll do it.
First one you see.
Okay. Any new attractions you like?
New attractions? God.
Ones that we haven't talked about already.
Okay, new attraction. What is new in Pittsburgh? See, it's like I drive home every time and like you see something new. I mean, there's essentially what happens is here. I'll talk about new attractions in Pittsburgh, all right? New attractions are either, hey, that lot used to be vacant, and now there's a house on it. Or, hey, there used to be a house there, now it's a vacant lot. That's pretty much what your new attractions sum up to. Yeah. I haven't seen anything, like, super new. I mean, I saw the PPG Paints Arena for the first time. I don't, like, ever. Not ever. Well, not ever. I think I worked there once. But, like, I actually looked at it from, like, the outside because Emily, one of the people in my color and lighting class, she had a project on it. And she got a sick, nasty, like, shot of the flame outside. It was, it was perfect. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a good shot there that I got to see it for the first time. What's your take on the new PPG Paints Arena? I mean, you can still say it's new even though it's been, like, a year.
Yeah. PPG Paints Arena, as many of you probably know, it used to be called Console Energy Center. PPG Paints bought the naming rights to that place.
I just want to stop you there real quick. I just realized I brought a background to sports, but anyway.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. I haven't personally been inside PPG Paints Arena, but let me tell you, it's looks very nice from all the images I see online.
Yeah, the only place to support art. Well, not only place, but one of the only places I know to support RC Cola.
RC Cola, what's that?
See, I was going to ask you, know what RC Cola is? RC Cola is just another competitor. It's just not a cola brand. Like, it's essentially where you kind of get all of your, generic things from, like your Dr. Thunder, I think, and all that. So instead of, like, Pepsi or Coke, it's RC Cola.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good cola, I'd have to say. Whenever I drank it, I'd go for some RC.
Yeah. Yeah, so
anything like you know that's newish here? Anywhere? I mean, you talk about RMU's, I guess technically Pittsburgh, right? It's Moon. We got the new
fitness center.
Yeah, new fitness center just opened. What's that? Do we know what it's called? I don't want to sound like an idiot. We kind of live here.
Yeah. I think it's just called the fitness center.
The North Athletic.
It's over at the North Athletic Complex, yes.
Yeah, it's next to the soccer field. Okay. Yeah, but in that news, they closed Jefferson because of that, which has my roommate very upset. He wanted to go to the gym, and he realized, oh, my gosh, there's no equipment. So I was like, hey, man, 100 push-ups a day, and you'll be set. I mean, honestly, it's not that hard.
Yeah, do you know what Jefferson's being turned into?
I heard from my friend Sarah. She said it was going to be like an athletic student lounge.
Athletic student lounge?
Yeah, because apparently 60% of our student body is athletes. I mean, this is all from her. I don't know if this is a valid source, but I just kind of see. I mean, it makes sense because, I mean, as we have here at RMU, I don't think we have exactly like a student union in a place of a place just for everybody to chill. You know what I mean? Like Nicholson's the one that comes the closest. But if they just turn that into a nice lounge, I mean, because it's kind of centered in campus, it'd be a nice thing.
Yeah. Okay. We are unfortunately running out of time here, but
and we promise next week we'll bring you even more Pittsburgh. Not as much sports or RMU, but more Pittsburgh.
Yep. again, sorry for Charles being late, but he will be here on time next week.
Jeez, it seems like you're like demanding. Like this isn't like a comment. This is a demand, Ryan. You're right. I will be. Like I said, I have no clue why my alarm didn't go off because I was sleeping. I was like, it has to be past 9 o'clock. And like, I looked at my phone. It was 12:20. I was like, crap. So I like ran, put my shoes on, ran down the steps, ran up the hill.
Probably gotta go workout.
Yeah. No, I feel good. Who needs Jefferson Center anymore? I just run up that hill every day.
All right. We are going to wrap up here, but stay tuned next week for another episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.
Toodaloo.